Very pleasant good morning to you. Today is Wednesday, January 30th, 2008. And I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN on a program that we call That's How I See It, where we review some of the morning major news, although this is not a news hour. It's basically a talk show. We invite your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Our phone lines are open, so we invite you to call now, whoever you are, wherever you may be, within sound of my voice this morning, and tell us what's on your mind. Well, of course, yesterday was the big election day in the state of Florida. And we all know what happened there. I'm not going to, we'll not rehash all of that. John McCain winning, Mitt Romney coming in a close second. And then, of course, we had Rudy Giuliani, Mike Huckabee, and Ron Paul in that order. No surprises there. And then, of course, on the Democratic side, we had Hillary Clinton really coming out quite well with the vast majority of the vote there, although there was no campaigning, as we know, from the Democrats because of the spat that the Democratic National Party had with the state of Florida, moving up its primary date and so forth, and the Democratic candidates, you know, honoring that. But today, Rudy Giuliani is supposed to announce his withdrawal from the campaign. That's an interesting phenomenon, isn't it? I mean, he was way ahead. Think back now when this thing all started. Giuliani was, 20, 30, 40 points ahead in the polls? Well, he had an incredible lead, and he was the acknowledged front runner. And then, of course, I think he'll live to regret that decision, where he did not campaign in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, skipping those states, and pinning all of his hopes, putting all of his eggs in one basket, as the media refers to it, in the state of Florida, and really showing quite poorly yesterday. Coming in sort of a weak third, and so today, according to the pundits, may not happen, but that's what everybody's discussing this morning, is the fact that Giuliani may well be withdrawing from the 2008 campaign, leaving it basically a two-man race between John McCain and Mitt Romney. So that's interesting. And a story crossed the wires overnight that really caught my attention. I don't know how much attention this is going to receive on the national level, but it caught my attention, and I thought I'd share it with you this morning. Incidentally, welcome to the program. Nice to have you along with us. And get on the telephone and join in at 800-313-9443. But anyway, it does seem now that some errors occurred in South Florida anyway, in Miami-Dade and Broward. Do those two counties ring a bell in your memory? Broward counties both were reporting some glitches, as they put it, in their vote. In some cases, it might have been voter error, where people simply failed to register as a Democrat or Republican. But in others, the problem might be attributed to mistakes in registration rolls there, though county election officials disputed that. Well, we've got a break coming up. Get on the telephone, 800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back. We're back. Get a hold of a microphone here. Anyway, Don Wayne here. We're with you for the next hour now. And we invite your participation, your phone calls, getting back to us here. We're at 800-313-9443. That's easy to remember, huh? We have Rita in Colorado on the line this morning. Welcome, Rita. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Don. Heath Ledger is still dead.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, well, you know what? I have a problem with some of the hosts on here because we get to the point where we almost have to unlearn journalism, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the subjects that we get to.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
Oh, I can be very specific. I'm talking about the touchy subjects that people mm-hmm. talk around. And in talking around, they're patterning a behavior which tells people that, oh, we don't talk about that. So you know, allegedly an expert, you know, on things like, well, the Jews in the banking system and blah, blah, you know. But you don't really mm-hmm. get to what that means, you know. And that's the problem. Because
in other words, talking around the issue and not really getting right to it.
Right. Because what we've got this conspiracy. And the conspiracy's got, it's got an etymology. It's got its own way that it keeps itself going.
Mm-hmm.
And that way actually is how they keep them, you know, selves together. They discriminate against righteous, you know, Christian people, and they are racist. And it's provable.
So you might call that, Rita, if I might jump in here for a moment, what you're saying is that there's a sort of reverse racism here or something, or reverse?
Well, this is what racism meant from the Bible. The people that breed the Nephilim, you know, they take somebody like me as a breed slave, and that's the only way they you know, I would be like mated to another man and have, you know, my soul enslaved by another race of people. And that's how these people breed. You know, they are a different kind of people.
Sure. But and you're getting into an area here that you, Rita, you're getting into an area here that the very thing that you're somewhat disappointed in with some of talking around an issue, may I ask if you want to get right to your issue?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, certainly. Okay. Because what I mean is what happens when people don't understand the scriptures, you know, and go by the teachings of the Bible. What happened, for Christian people is in what we're seeing is actually a parasite race that is preying on it's a predatory parasite race in America, and you know,
a predatory parasite race. Could you be a little more specific?
Oh yeah, that you can look it up in look up Nephilim, Nephilim, and there will be a whole lot of different explanations for that. You know, which is kind of weird. You know, you should probably think about why are, you know, there, you know, maybe there were five people talking about it, now there are 15,000. Well, because there's a lot of disinformation. Well, the Nephilim actually, you know, it turned into the Neanderthal. They didn't breed, they died off. Because the main way the parasite race is made is by sodomy. And because they don't breed a character from their genome, they eventually disintegrate. And so another way, if you take different people that didn't fit together, well, what happened in Europe and some other places, as they started, the monarchies started actually breeding Nephilim races on purpose, and so they could have their crown agents become part of other people's culture and sort of break down all of the dark side of culture all the time. And they did that. And they do that, you know, and Britain does that. And then you'll notice why Bill Clinton and Budo's son, you get to go to Oxford, you know, and people with one father don't get to go to Oxford, but they want to breed their Nephilim race because that is their money crop now, and they can't get out of that. Even though they do have Christians, you'll notice, like, they'll have a vote in Oxford, you know, should the state of Israel exist, and it'll just come out so that there will be a plurality for Israel existing, but, you know...
Now, Rita, may I interrupt here, and I don't want to interrupt your train of thought.
Sure.
But can you be a little bit more, can you focus a little bit more on your point here? What point are you trying to share with our listeners this morning?
My point is that there are Christians. You know, I'm a Christian, and I have rights, and I state them, and I went to The Hague in 2002, and actually mostly closed down the whole town. I definitely closed down their banks and shook the place up because, you know, they were waiting. They still have Christians in Europe that are waiting to get, an understanding of how people are supposed to live and breed. But over here, you know, even our, you know, it's our media, because we didn't really understand what happened. The people that won World War II were the Nephilim, not the Christians. So because they won World War II,
let me interject this. Okay. On that particular point, Rita, you that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. But you should preface a statement like that by saying, in my opinion, just as I do here as a host on this program, I should do the same thing. In my opinion, we all have varying opinions.
Right.
But
I will say that what you just said is open to
a wide, wide debate because there's not much out there to confirm your basis for making a statement like that.
Well, the basis of my statement is that I come from a Christian background that says monogamous Christians breed one man to one woman. And the Nephilim breed a different kind. We don't breed that kind. And we don't hear that now because they have, systematically taken over the churches to create Zionist churches, which are actually crown churches. That's the always the way the crown takes over a country, by taking down our faith system so that they can bring in anything that can work. But see, we didn't really understand the whole way that they work these things through, and they have kind of made it so that there's this sort of give and take, and so that they can sort of take Christianity instead of some places where there were Christians, and then they turn into Nephilim, you know. And you see it all around places, you know, you used to go. You'd see first there'll be a Nephilim town, and then Nephilim dry out, and then they'll turn into something else will come in. And this is how they work it. It's an actually provable situation, and there are, you know, it's a predatory race. I am specifically complaining about a race that predates my race, and it's provable.
Which race is that, Rita?
People,
which race are you referring to?
I'll tell you how they make their Nephilim. It's okay. You know what? You know what I mean by hermaphrodite. The people like indiscriminate breeders, and some guy will and they'll share women, and a kid will come out sort of like both of them, and those are called hermaphrodites. Well, if a hermaphrodite with my race of person, when they breed together, that is called, their child is called a Nephilim. It's a sub-race of our race, and that race needs us in order to make itself again. You see what I mean? By parasite race now?
Hello, Rita. Oops.
Hello, are you there?
You know what I do? I slip my microphone away here, and I forget to put it in front of my mouth. I'm sorry.
Okay,
but you're covering a lot of ground here, aren't you?
You understand
what
I mean?
You're covering a lot of ground, and can we keep it a little bit more confined to a particular subject here that you can
talking exactly about that same subject. So we have, Christians have our understanding about what is adultery and what is sodomy, and we keep, our...
Okay, let me ask you, Rita, in your opinion, what is adultery, if I may ask you?
There was a broad definition that, we inherited from the Bible that was narrowed and narrowed and narrowed and narrowed. But it depends on who you are. If you look at your life, who you are, what you're supposed to do to get to where you're supposed to be, it's gonna not be the same for everybody, you know? But if you have, a goal and you understand...
Well, Rita, if you forgive me...
Yeah.
And I'm just asking you now...
Right.
Can you, in the Reader's Digest version here, can you tell our listeners this morning what your definition of adultery is?
Yeah, and see that is what I was trying to explain. There is the obvious thing, like when people that said they were monogamous are not monogamous with each other.
We've got a break coming up. Now, Rita, I'm going to hold you over because you've got something to say. Get your thoughts together.
All right.
I'm Don Wayne. Give us a call here at 800-313-9443. Join in the discussion. I'm talking to Rita in Colorado. Get on the telephone. Back in a moment.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. I have Rita in Colorado, and she's...
I was trying to explain. I mean, this sounds very derogatory, but it's actually a very scientific term that we need to understand. You know, and I'm trying to get to, and it's called parasite race. And there are these people that use my people, and they, you know, they try to keep themselves going, and in so doing, exterminate my kind of people. And you see them on television. I was just watching a movie called Steal This Movie. And in that, they have Abbie Hoffman, and he's married to Gian Garofalo, but he finds a Goyim lady, you know, or a, you know, somebody of my, you know, kind of flock. And so he starts going out with her, even though he's still married to Gian Garofalo, who's on the couch. And so what they actually have a way of doing is making a baby. But they can't make that baby unless that woman and me make a baby. Do you see what I mean? And so they're showing that to people, and they're showing it to kids, and they're thinking Nephilim is normal. And they grow up that way in college, and it's actually the crown taking down our churches, making our Christian flocks into Nephilim flocks for them, and they can do, you know, everything they want, because then they...
Rita, that said, let me interject here a thought. The question I had asked you before the break was, could you define for our listeners this morning your definition of adultery? And I don't think we quite got to that.
I was trying to explain that it is
That's
more than Can I explain something?
Sure.
It's more than just one little paragraph that can fit every one person, because people are different. And I know it sounds like a cop-out, but if we have freedom, if we have freedom of religion, if we have rights for citizens in our nation, then we have different religions, then people have different terms for that. But for my Catholic Christian definition, it's very narrow, you know. I mean, because people like me have a really, really hard time. You know, if I want to breed, it's really, really hard. So if I ever get there, I mean, I'm probably just got to be on the straight and narrow. You know.
Well, but, see, now at the beginning of your call, Rita, you were mentioning that some of us are guilty of sort of talking around these issues and not really getting to the point. Mm-hmm. But may I suggest to you, Rita, that you're doing the same thing?
No, I'm not. I'm telling you that there's a broader. There's a broader thing that I can tell you I'll keep going. It'll take, 45 minutes maybe to
do. Well, we don't have 45 minutes, Rita, but
I know. Try to condense it all down.
And let's get to that one issue today if we can. And that is, in your opinion, in your definition of what constitutes adultery.
Okay, well, let's first start with understanding.
Let's just narrow it down to a simple definition.
I'm trying
definition.
Really hard, okay, Don?
And
I'll explain it to you. That we live
I'm trying
in
to cooperate with you, Rita, but you're not. You're doing the same thing that you're accusing others of doing, and that is not really getting to the point.
Okay,
so
I'm
let's
getting
get to the point. What's adultery? What is it, in your opinion?
It is violating the traditions that are upheld by you and your and your spouse and where those traditions are respected.
What is the consequence of adultery?
The consequences are more than just one thing. They affect, of course, the family, the personal relationship, and if the there are children involved, affects that. It also can affect their whole station of who all the people they know. You know, people can lose friends that they in status in their community.
Sure. Well, now Rita, you've shared with us some interesting thoughts here. We've got to move on now, but thank you so much for joining us this morning, Rita.
All right. Okay. Oh, call back.
We have Kathy in the Lone Star State of Texas. Good morning, Kathy. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I'd like to maybe give my opinion about what adultery is.
Why, sure.
Lust for someone other than your spouse or for somebody else's spouse.
And, Kathy, may I ask you the same thing I just asked Rita?
Mm-hmm.
And that is, what do you feel the consequence of adultery is?
Pain to yourself. I mean, you screw up, and you hurt your spouse, and you hurt yourself.
And the consequence is you fill in the blank.
Well, yeah, and then you have to repent, ask God to forgive you, and don't do it again.
Did you know, if I may offer my 2 cents worth here, and this, of course, is my, I think it's based, I think I have the authority of the Word of God when I say this, is that adultery is the only justification for divorce as listed in the Bible. We have a break coming up. Kathy, do you want to stay on?
I don't know if you want to ask another opinion, maybe. I don't know if I have anything
to say. Hang on for a minute here. Get on the telephone and talk to us this morning. 800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back. Speaking with Kathy in Texas, are you still with us, Kathy?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now, apparently your life has been adversely affected through the consequence of adultery. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yes. My sister
and
is going through divorce.
I don't want to offend your sensibilities, Kathy, but can you tell our listeners today how has it affected your life?
Well, I'm mad at my sister. And I don't want to be. I want her to try to work out her marriage. And then if something like happens to me, I want to be able to work it out with my husband. And even though adultery may have been committed, that you can get forgiveness and learn from it and go on and continue to grow in the commitment that we made.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to... I want to support my sister in the things that she wants to do regarding to her divorce. But when I get the answer that she doesn't want to go to marriage counseling with her husband, I get frustrated.
What sort of counseling do you have in mind, if I may ask?
Oh, maybe just for the two of them to sit down with someone and talk. But apparently, she won't even go to just someone, and that she says if she goes to seek any kind of counselor, that her husband will lie.
But, so her husband does not. Her husband then, in other words, Kathy, her husband doesn't see. Apparently, does not want to confront the issue head on.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. I live a long ways from them, and see them once a year, so you don't know the problems are going on until they're in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe too, that's something that hurts. Your sister.
Sure.
It doesn't tell you what's going on in your marriage, and that's something else that's been going on in my head is, who do we talk about when we have marriage problems? We talk just to God in our prayers or with other people?
It's sort of a lonesome feeling sometimes, isn't it?
Yes. You know, and I want to help my sister, and I want to try to be strong for her, and you can hear me.
Where are you going to get your strength from, Kathy?
From the Lord. It has to come from Him.
Okay.
And then probably through prayer.
And if the Lord be with you, who can be against you?
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of times I'm frustrated, too, with our political system because I end up thinking that the political secular is this worldly thing that we should try to pull ourselves out of. But how can you not participate in the political system? Because if you're a righteous person, you should, so that the government behaves itself. I was reading in Proverbs just the other day that when the righteous rule, people are
happy.
Mm-hmm. And when the evil people are in rule, people hide themselves.
People are sad.
I see that happening because I don't want... It makes me nervous. You know, a lot of people have these MySpace on the internet, and it's so public to me. What happens to our privacy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know what...
So your strength, Kathy... Your source to endure this terribly tragic event in your life is and has been the Lord. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have to read the Bible. It's the only way to get from day to day.
I hope our listeners hear you. Reading the Bible, it's the only way to get from day to day. What an insightful thought, Kathy, that is. And I'm sure that many of our listeners are going to be praying for you.
Well, thanks.
Because we can tell that there's a severe emotional impact on your life that's caused by this. And apparently there seems to be some disconnect as far as communicating your concerns with those parties concerned. And we just hope and pray for you that you can get stronger and overcome all of this.
Well, thank you.
Adultery is a terrible thing, isn't it? It's hard. It leaves permanent scars. And it depends on the individual, how they're going to cope with that particular thing, with that particular sin. Let's face it, we're dealing with sin here, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, well, Kathy, we thank you for sharing those sentiments of yours this morning on the program. We thank you for calling. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with this morning?
Oh, just try to be strong and keep the word in your heart and try not to let too much of the politics get in the way.
Oh, well said.
Now have a good day.
And you too, Kathy. Thank you for joining us this morning and sharing your grief with us. We appreciate it. Okay. Get on the telephone and talk to us. What's your thinking on the subject of adultery? It's 800-313-9443. Talk to us. Share what's on your mind. We were mentioning a while ago, at the opening of the program this morning, the fact that John McCain, of course, is the winner in the Florida primary. And we were getting into a story. I thought it was an interesting story. I don't know what kind of notice it's going to get on the national media, but it has to do with the fact that there were some voting glitches in Florida, in Miami-Dade County, as well as in Broward County. And it sort of gets back to, gives us sort of a nostalgic thinking, thinking about those paper ballots, doesn't it? Does it not? I mean, we can come up with these exotic electronic devices, but they don't seem to be giving us the answers to these problems, do they? Especially when there's a literacy problem. Now, that's not a politically correct thing to say, but if a person does not have the ability to read and properly understand what's being said, how in the world are they ever going to have a system where they can properly cast a vote? But that's just an aside. There was a person, actually, according to the Miami Herald, theater critic Christine Dolan, who voted in her precinct, at least she tried to, yesterday. But when she checked into the polling place, Dolan received confirmation of her status as a registered Democrat. She cast her vote on the property tax amendment, and then to her dismay discovered that the ballot for the Democratic presidential primary never appeared on her machine. Oh my. I told the woman who had activated the machine for me, and she said, you already voted, sorry. And Dolan said, well, then I found the polling place supervisor who said to me, he said, I think all Democrats get to vote on, I don't think that Democrats get to vote on that issue since the presidential vote doesn't count. My goodness, how more confused can they become? Why is it such a difficult process in this, the land of the free and the home of the brave? I'm not on my soapbox here, believe me. But, I mean, why is it so difficult, especially in lieu of all the problems that the nation went through in Florida in the 2000 election with their voting machines and so on and so forth? And you would just have to think that by now they would have some of those problems resolved, but apparently they do not. And so it'll be interesting to see today what type of attention the media is going to be giving to this story. But there were several people, according to this story in the Miami Herald, that were denied their right to vote because of a glitch, as they referred to it, in their voting machine. So enough on that, and let's move on. Now get on the telephone and talk to us this morning at 800-313-9443. Well, here's a story that sort of bothers me, and it should bother you. And I thought I'd share it with you this morning. A court says that states cannot prohibit choose life. Government may not arbitrarily censor viewpoints in open forums. This is a story that appeared in World Net Daily. And it seems that advocates for the unborn in the state of Arizona are celebrating a court opinion that concluded that the state was not allowed to censor a choose life message from a program that allows special interest groups to obtain license plates with their slogans on them. An issue that has been resolved similarly in other states. Now, that ruling comes, oddly enough, from the infamous 9th U.S. Circuit Court. I'm sure you're probably aware of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court. They're known for their just absolutely nutty opinions that have nothing to do with the Constitution. But in this particular case, it would appear that reason reigned supreme from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In a case that was argued by the Alliance Defense Fund, that's a great organization, the ADF. Pro-life, they say that pro-life advocates should not be discriminated against for their beliefs. ADF Senior Legal Counsel Jeff Schaefer said in his argument before the Ninth Circuit, today's decision from the Ninth Circuit reinforces that if the state opens the door for expression by a class of speakers, it may not then slam the door and those whose messages it prefers be kept from public view. At issue was a request by the Arizona Life Coalition to a state program that allows specialty license plates featuring various slogans. The coalition, which is a group of 100,000 members out there, applied in 2002. That's a long time ago to go through the court system. I thought there was something in the Constitution referring to justice delayed as justice denied, but that's another story, isn't it? Anyway, they applied in 2002. Why it should take that long to work its way through the courts is anybody's guess. It's something that's always puzzled me. Why these long delays? Applied in 2002 for a specialty license plate with the Choose Life slogan. The Arizona License Plate Commission denied the request, even though specialty plates were granted to other nonprofits, such as the University of Phoenix Alumni Network, the Fraternal Order of Police, and the Wildlife Observation Council. They had no problem. But in 2003, it seems, the Alliance Defense Fund, working with the Center for Arizona Policy, were forced to file a lawsuit over the issue. They say that by denying Life Coalition, get on the telephone. What's your thinking on these and other issues? These are serious issues, aren't they, confronting our nation? Our phone here is 800-313-9443. Tell us what your thoughts are regarding this or anything else that may be on your mind on this Wednesday following primary day in the state of Florida. But anyway, they go on to say here in this article that by denying the coalition's application, the commission ignored its statutory mandate, its own mandate, and acted unreasonably in violation of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, this according to the Ninth Circuit ruling today. So reason does prevail occasionally, not very often, but occasionally reason will prevail in this world of ours. The court ruling found that Arizona law states the commission shall authorize a special organization plate if the organization meets a couple of requirements, which of course were totally met by the organization that sued them, Pro-Life. So that's good news, isn't it, on the agenda this morning? And here's another interesting story crossing the wires I thought I'd share with you. It seems that gender identity is enshrined by Florida city law down in Gainesville, Florida. Again, Florida is in the news here this morning. Florida seemingly, this is not done by design, and it's just, here they come. It seems that a Florida city, Gainesville, has added itself to the ranks of governments that have decided to ban discrimination based on the, quote, inner sense of being, a specific gender, with or without regard to the individual's designated sex at birth. Oh, how nice, huh? Yeah, this is for real. I thought at first I'd file this under the stranger than fiction category, but here it is. The council in Gainesville this week narrowly voting to approve the gender identity protection plan that already is causing an uproar in Montgomery County, Maryland, where its implementation there is being challenged by a citizens group over the apparent open-door attitude the ordinance has had regarding public facilities, including locker rooms, showers, and restrooms, interestingly enough. So what are your thoughts on this? Give us a call. Our live phone lines are open at 800-313-9443. Join in the discourse. These issues are vitally important, are they not? And they demand our attention. The ordinance in Gainesville ordinance there in Gainesville allows specific exceptions for public accommodations where, get this now, this is a direct quote, being seen fully unclothed is unavoidable. I cannot imagine a situation where being seen, excuse me, is being seen fully unclothed is unavoidable. Well, perhaps in a, you know, a restroom, but I don't know. It's crazy and getting crazier out there, folks, isn't it? But this still earned the displeasure of a majority of those who attended the second public hearing. A vast majority of those citizens, just plain citizens, attending the second public hearing on this silly provision at which the plan was formally adopted, the ordinance adds gender identity as a category of people provided special protection from discrimination. Well, isn't that nice? That's a very nice politically correct stance, isn't it? Well, we've got a break coming up. Get on the telephone. Talk to me at 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, be back in a minute.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. 800-313-9443. That's our phone here at RBN. If you've got anything to add to our discussion on today's program. We're nearing the end of today's program, and I wanted to get to this, and I'm glad we've got time for it. Again, this appears in WorldNet Daily. It has to do with the headline is College Reverses Condemnation of Story. But get this now. Listen carefully. Listen up, as they say. Officials at Paradise Valley Community College in Phoenix have reluctantly decided to reverse an earlier decision to deny a certificate of journalism to journalism student because she wrote about actor Kirk Cameron's Christian faith. Now, see, I don't make this up. This is actually taking place in this land of the free, home of the brave, this once proud Christian nation of ours that has been undermined through years and years of liberalism and activist judges' decisions. And this is a result, folks. And this is something that you should keep in mind when you enter the voting booth in November. Not only you're voting for a presidential candidate, but you're voting for someone who's going to be appointing who? Judges of the Supreme Court. Are they going to interpret the Constitution, or are they going to make law from the bench? Do you want your children, you want to pass on that legacy to your children and your grandchildren? Think about it. These are crucial issues facing this nation. Anyway, to just elaborate on that a little bit, the American Center for Law and Justice, a wonderful organization, confirmed that the school had notified the student, Sarah Sloan, a degree and certificate that she had earlier earned and yet had been denied were available to be picked up at the college, not as a member of a graduating group or anything with the pomp and circumstance and all that, but pick it up at the college at your convenience. The college's earlier decision had denied Sloan the recognition that she had completed the journalism requirements. Why? Because she failed her classes? She didn't apply herself? Huh? This is why, because of her reporting on the Christian faith by which Cameron, the longtime star of the television show Growing Pains, lives. Astonishingly, the panel members assembled by her professor condemned her. And then they specifically wrote that her work was fine, above average, excellent, but it was her religion that posed the problem for them. I have to say no to Sarah, wrote one of the evaluator of her work. Well, that said, and we'll try to touch on this briefly, it seems all right to do that, but a reluctant nickel allows sex workers to show at Williams and Mary. Quickly here, briefly, before we run out of time here this morning, College of William and Mary President Gene Nickel gave students the go-ahead this morning to hold sex workers' art shows on campus this month. Where in the world are we coming from as a nation? How twisted can we be in our rationale and in our reasoning? How dumbed down can we become as a body politic and tolerate it? These issues are something that are not going to be going away anytime soon. It again... dictates the importance of the upcoming elections. Our time is rapidly running out. We want to thank Rita in Colorado, Kathy in Texas for participating in our program. I'm Don Wayne. See you tomorrow. And that's how it is.